Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming at you again this Tuesday with another word from the Lord. Good morning to you, you, and you. Don't touch that dial if you're listening by way of radio. It is not by accident that you're here, but you're here by divine appointment. God has a word for you today. Glory to his name. And as I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. Glory be to God. The scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. You owe God a praise. Our pastor sings a song, I owe God a praise, and so do you. We all owe God a praise because he didn't have to wake us up this morning, but he did. And I thank the Lord for that. I don't know about you, you or you, but I thank the Lord for that. I am excited today on this Tuesday, July the 26th. We just come out of a powerful week of revival. We began on last Tuesday, and it went from Tuesday all the way to Friday. Amen. The man of God gave us a word. Bishop Frank Mortimer out of Atlanta, Georgia, accompanied by his wife, Sandra Mortimer, evangelist. He just brought a word, and I feel revived today. Not only did when it ended Friday, but we were able to go and sit with him on Saturday as we sat outside in the tent, and he just gave us more word. And then my wife preached a message on this past Sunday. He got up after her and he began to prophesize on us and to us. Amen. And I just feel revived today. God is doing great things. He has great things in store for not only me, but you, you, and you. And I believe that whenever we follow the word of God, whenever we believe the word of God, God has great things in store for the listener. If we allow that to take root in our hearts, let it grow, amen, and we will bring forth much fruit. And so I'm excited today. I'm excited about the revival. We're going to have him back again. I believe he said he wanted to come back in October. Again, we had a great big tent out there. That tent was huge. Glory be to God. It was as if it were a huge church. And so we thank God for him, the man of God. We pray that they've made it back home, back to Atlanta, safely and soundly. Amen. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you. I love you. Good morning to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. And to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray. Amen. Who is on the job or on the way there. Amen. Good morning to you. I love you as well. So I thank God. I feel energized today. I feel revived. Thank God for the revival. You see, revivals are not just for the sinner man, but they are also for the church folks as well. That they're for people that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we need to be stirred up. We need to be revived. Glory, and I feel that today. Glory be to God. Good morning to you that are watching by way of Facebook. God has a word for you today. And again, for you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your cars, or your home, good morning to you. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. And so we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Time just flies when I'm on this radio. It seems like rather than 30 minutes, it only seems like 10. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I had a word, glory be to God. But God gave me a word on the way in, a rhema word, amen. And it just changed, hallelujah. And I just thank God for it, amen. And it can be found in a very familiar passage of scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 30, amen. Very, very familiar passage of scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I'm going to read 8 verses into your ears, and then I'm going to pray, and I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. First Samuel chapter 30. And it says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him, glory be to God, lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Amen. And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Glory be to God. The gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to be here just one more time. We thank you for you allowing us to be here. Remember those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. God, we're praying that you heal them, touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Remember the backslider whom he or she may be. God, touch their hearts, God, that they may return back unto you. Remember those that are in the hospital, the jail cells, the nursing homes, God. Remember those that are in leadership, President, Congress, our Supreme Court, give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Remember every man and woman of God, God, that are in leadership roles. God, we're praying, Father, that you touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet and bless them in a mighty way, that they may render what thus saith you unto your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord gave me a thought this morning. Amen. To pursue. It's your time. Glory be to God. Pursue. It's your time. I'm talking to somebody today within the sound of my voice. Pursue. It's your time. Your time for deliverance. Your time for a breakthrough. Your time to be the head. Your time to no longer be the tail. It's your time. The enemy has stolen some stuff from you. He has stolen your joy, stolen your peace. It's time to go to the enemy's camp and tell the enemy, give me my stuff. Hallelujah. Give me my joy back. Give me my peace back. Give me my finances back. It's your time. Pursue. God said, you shall recover all. Glory be to God. As we look at this text, David, we're first introduced to David in 1 Samuel 16. There, Saul had disobeyed God, and God had took his spirit from Saul. He had took the kingdom from him because he had disobeyed God. God had given them instructions as to what to do through the man of God. And he did not do as God had requested. You see, when you don't do what God tells you to do, God will take some things from you. Glory be to God. Amen. And we learn that God sends the man of God to Jesse's house. Says, I want you to go to Jesse's house, and I want you to anoint one of his sons. Amen. To be the next successor, to be whom I have called to be the leadership of my, to be the leader of my people. We know the story of how Samuel goes to Jesse's house, amen, and to anoint one of David, one of Jesse's sons. We know that all of his sons parade before him, amen. But God does not give his approval. until the one that he has anointed comes before him. Glory be to God. And we know that after seeing those first sets to go before him, Samuel does not see the one that God has called. Glory be to God. And he says that are all of your children here? Amen. He says, oh yeah, there's one. He's out tending to the sheep. Send him in. Glory be to God. And we know the story that when David comes in, hallelujah, the Lord lets him know that that's the one. That's the one. Glory be to God. So we find that David is anointed king. Amen. In chapter 16. But he is not appointed king. He is anointed, but he is not appointed. Appointment means time. Glory be to God. It's not his time yet. Glory be to God. He is anointed. I'm talking to somebody today. God gave you promises years ago. Glory be to God. He spoke to you about some things that he was going to do in your life. He spoke to you about some things he was going to do in your finances. He spoke to you about some things he's going to do, amen, with your children. Glory be to God. He spoke to you about some things that he was going to do in your job situations. Amen. And now it is, several years later, it has not come to pass yet. But I come to tell you today that God said, he spoke to me, glory be to God, and said, it's your time. Glory be to God. It's your time. Pursue. Glory be to God. It's your time. Hallelujah. Can I tell somebody today, it's your time for your breakthrough. Amen. All preparations have been made. The stage is set for you to accomplish that which the Lord said you're getting ready to accomplish. And we find here in chapter, if you read from 1 Samuel chapter 16 all the way up until chapter 30. Glory be to God. David goes through a series of things. Series of setbacks, amen, a series of struggles, amen. We know the story of how after he kills Goliath, Saul gets jealous of him, and Saul pursues after him to kill him. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today, amen. The enemy has put a hit out for you. He sought to destroy you. He sought to kill you. He sought to destroy every dream you ever had. He sought to kill, amen, every dream that you thought, every dream that God gave you. He sought to kill you naturally. Some of you, you were sick. Some of you, you had diseases. Some of you, the heart attack didn't kill. Some of you, the stroke didn't kill. The enemy actually put a hit out on your life, but you're here today. Glory be to God. You're here by the grace of God. And God is saying to you today, it's your time. Pursue after what God said he was going to do in your life. Glory be to God. Somebody today. Hallelujah. As I thought about me and my wife, I thought about it is coming up 9 years that we've actually, there's a little time we had to go back to Indiana, but we originally came down here in 2013. And there was some stuff that I left in Indiana. There's some stuff that I gave up to come to Florida. Hallelujah. There was a house that we had. Glory be to the house that we'd bought. Glory be to God that I gave up to come down to Florida. Glory be. There were some friends I had to give up. Glory be to God. There were some relationships that I had to give up. There were some opportunities that I had to give up. All in order to follow what God laid in my heart. God told me in 2013 to come to Florida. And you know what? It's been a struggle. Glory be to God. I'm here to tell you today, everything, when God tells you to do something, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be without opposition. It's not going to be without obstacles. It's not going to be without ups and downs, series of struggles. If we read the story of David, glory be to God, from chapter 16 to verse 30, it was with struggle. God had anointed him to be king, but it was not going to be without struggle. It was not going to be without opposition. I'm talking to you today. Whatever your dreams were, whatever your dreams are, I should say, it is not going to come without opposition. Whatever your goals are, it's not going to come without opposition. The question is not if, glory be to God, it's when. Trouble is going to come. Glory be. Opposition is going to come. So when you read those chapters, you'll see that David, he had to go through some stuff. He had to spend times in caves and forests and he had to act like a madman. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He had to act like somebody that was going crazy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He had to struggle. Glory be to God. But God saw him through it all. Saw it through it all. When Saul put a hit on him, God protected him. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. Glory be to God. That you didn't think that you was going to make it, but the Lord brought you through. He brought you through in a mighty way. Glory be to God. He brought you. You are here by the grace of God. And you're not here without purpose. God has purposed you to be here for a reason. And so when we get to chapter 30, glory be, David is returning back. His intent was to go out and fight with the Philistines, a country now that he has become a resident of. And they were going to fight against the country in which he was going to be king. Glory be to God. But God did not allow that to happen. There's some stuff in our life that God didn't allow to happen because God has us for a purpose. Amen. He has us for a purpose. Glory be to God, somebody. His purpose was David was going to be king of Judah. He was going to be king of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. And so God will not allow him to fight with the Philistine against his people. Amen. And so David, he goes back to a place that was given to him, a place called Ziklag. When he gets back to Ziklag, he finds that his wife and his children, in fact, all of their wives, all of their children were gone. The city was burned with fire. It had been destroyed. Glory be to God. And upon getting back to Ziklag, they see the smoke. They see the fire. They see that everything was gone. Here it was, after all of these series of struggles, David gets to the point where it seemed like he has lost everything. And oh, what a discouragement it had to have been. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. You're in a discouraged state. You're in a state where it seemed like there is no hope. Glory be to God. And you're at a point where you want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. Glory be to God. You're surrounded by debt. You're surrounded by enemies. You may be surrounded by sickness today. Glory be to God. And it seems as if there is no hope. But look on the promises of God. Glory be to God. The Lord said that I will always be with you, even until the end of the world. Glory be to God. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. God is omnipresent. He is with you right now. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When your father and your mother forsake you, he said, I will never forsake you. He said, I will take you up. I'm talking to somebody today. You're in a discouraged state. It seems as if it's no hope. Glory be to God. But can I tell you, today is your time for a miracle. It's your time for deliverance. It's your time for a breakthrough. It's your time where your yoke shall be destroyed. It's your time for your children to be saved. It's your time to come out of your debt. It's your time for your deliverance. It's your time for your healing. God said, don't give up, but pursue. Glory be to God. Pursue after your healing. Pursue after your miracle. Pursue after your breakthrough. The enemy wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to quit. Glory be to God. And you know, it got to the point. Hallelujah. They were crying until they were cried out. The Bible says, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That they wept until they had no more power to weep. Can I tell somebody today? Hallelujah. You've cried long enough. You've mourned long enough. It's time to get up. The Lord is saying, get up. Glory be to God. Get up. Hallelujah. And go and do what I told you to do. Glory be to God. Go and be healed. Go and be delivered. Glory be to God. Go. The Bible says, as they went, they were healed. Believe your healing. Believe the power of God. God has the power. He said, I sent my word to heal them. Glory be to God. God's power is healing. God's word is healing. Glory. There was power in his word. When Jesus spoke, the world came into existence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The centurion came unto him and said, I just need a word from you. Glory be to God. My servant is at home. He's sick. Glory be to God. I don't need you to come to my house, but what I need is a word. Glory be to God. When you get a word from God, hallelujah, everything changes. When you get a word from God, hallelujah, things change. Hallelujah. Things are made better. Somebody needs a word today. And the Lord said, pursue. It's your time. It's your time to be healed. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, after they had wept, glory be to God, they turned on David. Hallelujah. The people were so distressed that they began to speak of stoning him. Now, these were people that David had prayed for. These were people that David, amen, stood up for, fought for. Glory be to God. And now they were turning on him. Now they were ready to kill him. Glory be to God. Can I tell you, the Lord is saying that everybody that's with you now, amen, they're not really for you. The people that you think that are for you, glory be, some of them are against you. Some of them, they don't want to see you succeed. Glory be to God. Some of them, they don't want to see you prosper. Glory be to God. But I cannot tell you that if God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God, hallelujah, said, if I'm for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. And you know what David did? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He encouraged himself in the Lord. There were times when you can't look for somebody to pat you on your back. You can't look for somebody to encourage you. You can't look for somebody to tell you it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Sometimes when you need encouragement the most, the phone is the most silent. Glory be to God. You don't hear from some. You don't hear. Only sometimes. Sometimes the only time you hear from somebody is when things are going good. When you getting ready to do something big. Then the phone rings. Hey, man, what you doing? Glory be to God. But when you're in distress, amen, when you're at your loneliest, when you're down and out, amen, sometimes you can't look for people to encourage you. But sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to pat yourself on the back. You have to say that God said it's going to be all right. God said I'm going to come through this. God said I'm going to achieve this goal. God said I'm going to get my degree. God said, I'm going to get this promotion. God said, I'm going to get this house. Glory be to God. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. You can encourage yourself in the Lord because the Lord is the one person that will never let you down. You can depend on God. The songwriter put it, said, I can depend on God through the storm, through the rain. I can depend on God. When you can't depend on nobody else, you can depend on God. Hallelujah. God is there in the midnight hour. God is there in the morning hours. God is there in the evening hours. Glory be to God. God is there when nobody wants to be bothered with you. You can depend on God. Prayer sings a song that. Hallelujah. Call him up. Glory be. Jesus on the main line. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Glory be to God. David began to encourage himself in the Lord. He says to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And you know what? When you begin to inquire of God, God will speak back to you. Glory be to God. And he answered him, the Bible says, and he answered him, meaning he being God. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I'm talking to somebody today. You've lost some stuff. Hallelujah. The devil has came and he's taken some stuff from you. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost your finances. Maybe you lost your credit. But God said you're going to recover it all. Pursue. Glory be to God. Glory. Go to the enemy's camp. Tell him I'm getting ready to take back my stuff. Tell him that it's my time. It's my time for a breakthrough. It's my time for deliverance. It's my time for my healing. It's my time for my children to be saved. It's my time. God said, pursue. Glory be to God. You shall recover all. What the enemy meant for evil, God's getting ready to turn it for your good. God said, like he told Job, said, I'm getting ready to give you double for your trouble. Glory be to God. You've gone through some stuff. God said, I'm getting ready to give you double. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to place you in the overflow. The songwriter said, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. You were on the verge of giving up, but God said, late in the midnight hour, I'm going to turn it around. I'm talking to somebody today telling you that it's your time. Pursue, and you shall recover all. Glory be to God. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Glory be to God. Pursue. It's your time. Don't give up. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in this word. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to call you. Nobody's going to clap, pat you on the back and say it's going to be all right. But this word can. Glory be to God. So until next time, until next week at the same time, join me here. Amen. At 11:30, same time, same channel. You be blessed. Pursue. It's your time. Glory be to God. We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir